أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله، فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي، ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك. فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج، وسبعة إذا رجعتم، تلك عشرة كاملة، ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام. واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته، ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة، وخلق منها زوجها، وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations on how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral meanings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the state of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are to verse 196 of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah, where we discussed previously on the matter of conservation of resources, and conservation of lives. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّحَلُّكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Of which we mentioned about the issues with regards to killing oneself, like suicidal act or suicidal ideation. These are the matters that are very common. So many research publications about suicidal ideation are published in numerous books, numerous serials and journals. There is one research that was published about suicidal ideation, the prevalence of suicidal ideation in the Journal of Psychiatric Medicine. The Journal of Psychiatric Medicine, I think in volume 29, where they concluded a cross-sectional study on the suicidal ideation and its prevalence, where they stated that women are mostly in higher risk with suicidal ideation. And according to the common cases that we heard from the public, from the newscasters, from the newspapers, from what is recent, you would see like still it might be a valid confirmatory study. There are so many cases of suicide. I do with some gender-wise categorization. When you talk about suicidal ideation, it is killing oneself, an idea of killing oneself. If it is in the form of using any material, so it can be referred with the name of that material. You could recall one famous statement of one of the former first ladies in one of the nations. She was saying that she rather kill herself than to commit suicide. So some of the people were confused in her statement, because killing oneself is suicide. So she made a synonymous statement, but what she meant is suicide bombing, of which we mentioned religiously is totally prohibited. It is not allowed, as I elaborate on the matter in the previous session. So likewise, sometimes due to pressure, institutional pressure, like in the academia, so much cases of suicide, And sometimes even it's not the due of prayer. There are some criminals, but they kill people and they would manipulate them, stone them. The people committed suicide. There are risk factors, to suicidal ideation, for example. So this matters we discussed in so many sessions previously, not in the Ramadan series, Wallahu Musta'an. We can refer back to the Journal of Psychiatric Medicine. And the Journal of Psychiatric Health, and the Journal of Health Economics, you would see all those research articles with regards to the issue of suicidal ideation. Recently, we saw what happened. What happened to one of the military personnel of the state of the United States of America, that he set himself ablaze. He burned himself. That is a suicide. So God said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, do not kill yourselves. Even in terms of resources, spend in the cause of God, according to the law. Spend in the path of legalities. So even in that, do not run yourself into damnation. It's either you are getting to redemption or damnation. Let us proceed further. As we heard from the recitation, the Almighty mentioned in verse 196, also accomplish the Hajj, the pilgrimage. وَالْعُمْرَةَ, and the visitation to the sanctuary, لله, for God. فَإِنْ أُحْسِرْتُ, for if you were prevented, for if you are prevented, فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدِي. So what is feasible from the sacrificial animal, from the sacrificial animal. ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله, and do not shave your heads حتى يبلغ الهدي محله, until the sacrificial animal reached to its location. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, whoever amongst you that is sick, that is having illness, أو به أَزَمْ لِرَأْسِهِ, or with him أَزَمْ لِرَأْسِهِ, ailment on his head, injury on his head, فَفِدْيَةٌ مِّنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ, then a ransom of fasting or charity or sacrifice. فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ, so when you have safety, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي. Whoever enjoyed with the visitation to the sanctuary, visitation of the sanctuary, إلى الحج to the pilgrimage, to the time of the pilgrimage, فما استيسر من الهدي. So what is feasible from the sacrificial animal. فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام في الحج. For who doesn't get, whoever does not get that means, whoever does not get the sacrificial animal, the sacrificing animal, فصيام ثلاثة أيام. For fasting for 3 days في الحج within the time of the pilgrimage. وسبعة إذا رجعتم, and 7 when you return. تلك عشرة كاملة, that is completely 10. That is 10 completely. ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام. That is to the one that his families are not present at the sacred mosque. ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام. That is to the one that his families are not present in the, are not present to the sanctuary mosque. Sanctuary mosque. واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. And fear God. And do know, and also know, and Allah shall be God, that God, the Almighty, is severe in punishment. So as God mentioned, and accomplished the pilgrimage and the sanctuary visitation for the sake of God, meaning you have to do that for the sake of God the Almighty. Within your intention, as the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Actions are according to intention. And for each human, what he or she intends for each human would be rewarded according to the intention, according to what the person intends. That's how God would reward the person. So in terms of ibadah, act of devotion, you need to purify your intentions. Have to do it with ikhlas and mutaba'ah. Ikhlas li'ibadati lillahi wahdah. Mutaba'ah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So also, according to the affirming and the issue of Al-Hajj, pilgrimage, and Al-Umrah, sanctuary visitation. So the difference between حج العمرة is that the time for Hajj is almost ending. You only have one chance in a year to perform Hajj. While Umrah, at any time within a year, you have the chance to visit the sanctuary, the Haram. You can perform the Umrah. In the manasik al-Hajj, the procession of the Hajj, there are some differences with the Umrah. So because in Umrah there is no Arafah, so al-Hajj Arafah, that's one of the key elements that differentiate between al-Hajj and Umrah. But in terms of reward, Umrah, sanctuary visitation can earn you a reward similar to that of Hajj. Due to the authentic hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Umrah fi Ramadan fa'idul hajjah. Performing Umrah in the month of Ramadan is equivalent to the pilgrimage, meaning the reward. You know what the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned about the reward of the pilgrimage? If your pilgrimage is accepted by God, then your shortcomings would be emancipated, would be eradicated, would be erased, would be deleted. It would become to zero level. As if you were born or you are born to be. So likewise, Umrah, if you perform Umrah, like in this blessed month of Ramadan, it would get accepted. The reward that you would get is equivalent to the reward of the pilgrimage. So what mentioned in Ahsirtum, if you are prevented, if you are blocked, you are not allowed to get to the sanctuary, maybe due to financial burdens or due to insecurity or due to political crisis, you will not get chance to get to the sanctuary. So must stay ceremony and help. So what is feasible from the sacrificial animal. So as you know, this particular verse is together with the previous verses that were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the incident of Hudaybiyah. No, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not allowed to enter into the Haram. The Quraysh, they prevented the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and his companions to enter into the Haram until a year after. So when they are on their way going to the Umrah al-Qadha, you are from the Umrah, compensating the previous year. So these verses were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are prevented, so what is visible from the sacrificial animal? and do not shave your heads, bring your heels, hatta yablugh al-hadyu mahilla, until the sacrificial animal reach to its location. So in terms of devotion, religiously a sacrifice is accepted, as God mentioned in different verses about the kind of animals that are accepted in terms of sacrifice. But you know, unnecessary butchering of animals or animal killings is not accepted. Religion never orders that. So also in the manner that God order, like a sacrifice, we have to do it in accordance to how God desired, not as how you want. And that's why we say in the hadith of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much specifications. Likewise in the book of the Ohiyat, so much specification with regards to the Adhiyah, the sacrifice animal, the sacrificing animal, the sacrificial animal. So God mentioned, wherever that is in the condition of illness, wherever that is ill, whoever that is having illness, or with him as it, or with him an ailment, from his head, the person has an ailment, an injury. Maybe the person had a surgery, maybe a brain surgery. Like what happened to Sadhguru recently, he had a brain injury. فَفِدْيَةٌ مِنْ سِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ. So a ransom of fasting or charity or a sacrifice. So suppose the person that is willing to go for the Umrah or for the pilgrimage, he was not able to perform either of the two. So if the person has financial means, such person can make a sacrifice. Like the person that is in the condition of illness, or a person has an ailment on his head, the person get injured. The person has a surgical, undergo a surgical operation. So a ransom of fasting or charity or a sacrifice. This is to the people that are in the harem, like the people who intended to or intend to perform the Hajj pilgrimage or the Umrah. So when the person arrives to the sanctuary, the person fall ill, or the person get an injury, or a car accident. For such person, can compensate what he missed from the processions. Likewise, like what happened to Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was arriving to the sanctuary together with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform the Hajj, commentary. She began her menses. Began her menstruational period. So Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam recommended to her that if Ali, كل ما يفعل الحاج يري أنك لا تطيفين بالبيت أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم do everything of what the pilgrims are doing. Except for you, except for you are not to do the circumambulation in the sanctuary, in the haram, that is in the Kaaba. We are not to do the circumambulation, we are not to do the tawaf. You know it is Sab'at Ashwa. You know about the tawaf. The Kaaba would be at your left side. You would start from the Hajar al-Aswad. And you would pass, you would circumambulate until you return back to, until you come back to the Hajar al-Aswad. That is one Ashwa. That is one circumambulation. So you have to do service. You have to circumambulate through the Rukun al-Hajar al-Aswad, Rukun al-Yamani, Rukun al-Shami, Rukun al-Iraqi. As such, you have to do Sab'atu Ashwar, seven circumambulations. And likewise, as-sa'i bayna as-safa wal-marwa. As-sa'i bayna as-safa wal-marwa. It is also seven rounds. But the mode of the counting differs. If you start from the to Marwa, that is one. When you start from Mount Safa to Mount Marwa, that is one. And you are coming back from Mount Marwa to Safa, that is two. So unlike that, this there is differences in the rounds. In terms of Tawaf, as you begin from the Hajar al-Aswad, when you reach to the Hajar al-Aswad again, that is one. Whereas for the Ashwar, the Sa'i, when the Safa wal Marwa, this is the difference. When you start from Al-Safa to Marwa, that is one. From Marwa back to Safa, that is two. This is the mode of calculation. So in a moment where a person intends to perform either the pilgrimage or just a visitation to the sanctuary, and the person becomes ill, the person experiences an illness, or has ailment on his head. So such person can either perform fasting or give out charity or do a sacrifice in order to compensate the missing manasik. The missing manasik. Maybe the person miss al-Sa'i, then Safa wal-Marwa. Wasn't able to perform that. due to the illness or ailment. Or the person is blocked to enter into the sanctuary. The person is prevented due to some other reasons. So God mentioned, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. When you have safety, so ever enjoy with the sanctuary visitation to the pilgrimage from a stay ceremony in Hajj. So that is peaceful from the sacrifice. If a person perform Umrah and wait for them pilgrimage, wait for the time of the Hajj, the Ayyam al-Hajj, Ashr al-Awakhir, Ashr al-Awwal, Ashr al-Ula min Shahr al-Hijjah, Ashr al-Ula min Shahr al-Hijjah. The person wait for those layali ash, layali ashir, or ayam ash, and that perform the head. So such mode of devotion is considered as iran. There is a tamattu, there is tamattu, and there is iran. To either perform the head separately and the Umrah separately, or to build the intention of both, to start with the Umrah and wait for the time of the Hajj, or start with the Hajj and perform the Umrah after the Hajj. So different modes based on one's preference. So as you know, the Hajj, the pilgrimage, is part of the leader's decadence, the leader's pillars, as the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar clearly stated, as how the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam mentioned, بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت. حج البيت وصوم رمضان different رواية. So it is the fifth pillar of the religion. And of the hadith, لمن استطاع إليه سبيلا. The person that is having the capability to perform the pilgrimage, it is wajib but with due condition. You see the Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam and his companions, they having financial support, they have the power, they have the knowledge, but still they were prevented to enter into the sanctuary there in Hudaybiyah due to some indifferences. But later on, they involve doubt. Allahumma ista'an. So for God, as God mentioned, on the stages of the ransom, the father mentioned, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَسِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ. Whoever that is not having the means to perform the sacrifice, أي معنى فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ, for the one that did not get, he did not get the sacrificial animal, وصيام ثلاثة أيام. So fasting for 3 days. في الحج. In the position of the pilgrimage. In the sanctuary. وسبعة إذا رجعتم. And 7 fasting if you return to your home. وسبعة إذا رجعتم. And 7 if you return. تلك عشرة كاملة. Those are 10 completely. So if you do not have the means, the chance to do the sacrifice, then you can replace that with fasting. 10 days fasting. 3 days when you are at the sanctuary of the Hajj. Before your departure, before the date of your departure, you can perform 3 days fasting. When you reach home, when you reach your country, you are to perform 7 days fasting in order to compensate that which you missed from the manasik, because you haven't performed the sacrifice and you already committed to 3 days fasting in the sanctuary. So when you return, you are to perform 7 days fasting in order to compensate that which you missed from the possession, making it 10 completely. So God mentioned ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام. That is to the one that his families are not present in the sacred mosque, in the holy mosque. But if you are together with your families for the pilgrimage, you can perform the 10 fasting together at the sanctuary. That is the مفهوم المخالفة. اتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. And fear God. And know that God the Almighty is severe in punishment. This is the literal translation of the verse. Before beginning with the exodus, let us have some grammatical analysis and diagnosis to this particular verse. This will help us to derive the exact meaning of the sentences of each word mentioned in the sentences of the verse, bit a bit, one after the other. Before beginning, in the entire clauses, the entire sentences, you could easily find some vocabulary buildings, some of the new words, like al-umrah. Hajj is commonly known, for example, as it was mentioned in different verses. But the word umrah is non-familiar word. It's not common. So it is considered as a minor Hajj. And that's the origin root of the word Umar. You know, a noun. The name Umar is a plural form of Umar. That is in masculine gender. In the feminine gender, the plural form of Umar is Umarat. Umar is plural form of Umar. So that's how the name Umar ibn al-Khattab was originated from Umar. Someone that constantly commit to Umar is considered as Umar. Even if your name is Uthman, if you are constantly committed to Umar, so your name would be Umar. Someone that is committed to Hajj, his name would be Al-Hajj. Someone that is committed to Umar, his name would be Umar. If a woman is committed to Hajj, her name would be Al-Hajj. Someone that is committed to Umrah, her name would be Umrah. You get? So as this is one of the common names, nicknames given to any person that commit to the pilgrimage, he would get a new nickname, Al-Hajj. Meaning someone that performed the pilgrimage. So likewise, the minor pilgrimage, a common sanctuary dedication, there is a title, a nickname that will be given to a person that is committed to Umrah. As how it was since time immemorial, the person would be considered as Umar, or a female Umrah. How you get it? It's from the point of lover. And likewise, there is another vocal, Istaysa. أي معنى تيسر. If it is feasible, meaning easy. If it is easy, also there is another vocab like Uhsirtum. When you are prevented, it's also a new vocab, meaning you are blocked. You are deprived of access, to the sanctuary. Like the sin of one of the poets in his poem. I think it's even Mayada. He was mentioning about an resolution. There was a person that falls in love with Layla. He was mentioning to the person, وَمَا حَجَرَ لَيْلَى أَن تَكُونَ تَبَعَدَتْ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا أَن أَحْصَرَتْكَ شُبُولُ. He said to him, وَمَا هَزَرَ لَيْلَى أَن تَكُونَ تَبَاعَدَتْ عَلَيْكَ وَلَا أَن أَحْصَرَتْكَ شُبُولُ. هل الشاهد, the point of our discussion is أَحْصَرَتْكَ. So he said to the person, as he was mentioning in the song or in the poem, وَمَا حَجَرَ لَيْلَى أَن تَكُونَ تَبَاعَدَتْ عَلَيْكَ وَمَا حَجَرَ لَيْلَى أَن تَكُونَ تَبَاعَدَتْ Layla had not boycotted and Tokuna Tabarat Ali. It's just because that she is so distant from you. وَلَا أَنْ أَحْسَرَتْكَ شُبُولُ. Likewise, if not some businesses besiege you, you are busy and she is so distant. So don't think that she dumped you or she broke the relationship. Her distance matters, and your business also matters. You are busy and she is so distant. So the point of the discussion is, you are besieged, prevented. You are blocked by busy tasks. And likewise, the word hadaya, al-hadi, is a name given to sacrificing animal. Sacrificial is a different way. Sacrificial is the one that is derived from sacrifice. So al-hadi is a name given to hadi. Hadi. We could call it that way. Al-hadi is a name given to the animal dedicated for sacrifice. Usually in the old English, the Hujjaj, they used to just flog the sacrificing animals to the sanctuary. For anyone that is in the sanctuary, just have the sacrificing animal based on the means the person has. As before even entering into the sanctuary, the person has to pay the amount for the sacrifice. So when the person is in the sanctuary, they will just pick the sacrificing animal that is dedicated for the person. Allahumma sa'ad. So hadaya is a name given to the sacrificing animal. And this particular word is not a new word in Lugha, it is an old word. Because hadaya, everyone knows about hadaya. So many poems that mention about hadaya, like the poem of Ibn Huzayfa al-Ghanawi. Ibn Huzayfa al-Ghanawi. That is Al-Ada'u. Ibn Huzayfa al-Ghanawi. He mentioned in one of his poems, يَقُولُونَ مَنْ هَذَا الْغَرِيبُ بِأَرْضِنَا أَمَا وَالْهَدَايَا إِنَّنِي لَغَرِيبُ. يَقُولُونَ مَنْ هَذَا الْغَرِيبُ بِأَرْضِنَا أما والهدايا إنني لغريب. They were saying, من هذا الغريب بأرضنا. Who is this stranger in our town, in our land? أما والهدايا إنني لغريب. As I'm swearing with the sacrificial animal, إِنَّنِي لَغَرِيبٌ. Surely I am a stranger. So you see, you see the Jahiliyah, he met an ox with a sacrificing animal. Is it valid? Theologically, it's not accepted. من كان حالفا فليحلف بالله. This is what is known in terms of theology, in terms of aqidah. So the point of the discussion, he said, أما والهدايا إنني لبريء. I say wrong. The sacrificing animal, a stranger. They were asking, يقولون من هذا الغريب في أبدين. Is this a stranger in our land? At our land. In our country. Then he replied, أما والهدايا إنني لغريب. I say by the hadi. By the sacrificial animal. I'm a stranger. So you don't have to hide your identity. You don't have to hide your vows. فصدع بما تؤمن وعرف أهل والشركين. Don't hide your vows. Don't hide your qualities. Don't hide your resources. So likewise, there is a way, camera, completely. This is commonly used word also. And nusuk also is mentioned severally in other verses. Al-haram is also mentioned in several verses. Al-Iqab is also mentioned severally in several verses. Sab'a thalatha ulis. Marid also mentioned several places. Siyam sadaqa. And so the most basic vocals are the umrah. Istaysa. Sirtu. Al-Hadi. And there is one of the vocals, that is mahilla. Its position. Its position. So mahilla is from al-hillu or al-hallu. Al-hillu, position. Mahilla. It's a process word of al-hillu, with a kind of tasdeeq. Allahumma musta'an. Let us just go to the issue of the grammatical review of the verse. The verse mentioned wa'atimu. That one that came. The one that came wa'atimu. It's wawun atifa, or wawun atafiyya, or atifa. It's for conjunction. It's not isti'nafiyya. If it is isti'nafiyya, then it would be translated as also. Although some of the mufassirin, they consider it as isti'nafiyya. So if it is translated also, it indicates that the message is related to the previous message in the previous verses, there is no problem. But typically, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ, this word is آطِفَة. And it's a conjunction. And it's a conjunction. So this indicating this phrase would be, or this sentence would be, a conjunctional one. It is linking the message indirectly with the previous message. And atim, accomplish, complete. It's a tense for command. It's filu amr. But the filu amr is built upon an erased noon. It's supposed to be wa atimna. Wa atimna al hajja wal umrah. Why is it erased? It's because it is modified in a plural form with the attachment of waw, wa atimna. So that waw is considered as the subject. And you complete the Hajj and the Umrah. You is the subject. That pronoun is the subject. Al Hajj, the pilgrimage, is the object. Wal Umrah. That one that comes is the ma'atuf. You know, we have ataf and ma'atuf in the ilm al-lah. So, wal-umrah is the ma'atuf. It is conjunction to the al-had. So, meaning, likewise, the umrah, it is object, second object. Have you got it? لله الجاب والمجرور because لام is part of حروف الجر. It's a complement and complementation. جر الاسم إذا صفته أحد من الحروف الآتية هو إلى وأنه على وفي واللام والباء واللام والباء هو اللام والباء لله الجاب والمجرور. But the condition is an erased one. It's unidentified. And complete the Hajj and the Umrah for God. At which time? At when? How? The condition is not identified. This is indicating that it has to be just for God at any time. At any condition, at any moment, you want to perform Hajj or Umrah, then you have to just do it for the sake of God. Because of that, لام لله. And this kind of expression is utilized in different modes of communication. هذا المال للناس. These funds are for the public. For example, هذا الكتاب للمعلم. This book is for the teacher. هذا القلم للطالب. This pen is for the student. هذه الصبورة للمدرسة. This board is for the school, for the institution, for the college, for the university, for the polytechnic. One of the poets, I think, he owns even utilized this kind of expression when he was talking about the issue of Hajj. He said, تمام الحج أن تقف المطايا على ترقاع وادعة اللسان. على كرقاء وادعة اللسان أي معنى باللسان بدفت الدغورة of عروض it has to be pronounced up وادعة اللسان originally it is باللسان. He said the fulfillment of pilgrimage and تقف المطايا على الكرقاء, that the donations should stand on the garment, should be on top of the garment. You know, usually in the old millets they used to have a garment for collecting donations. A pair of clothing. Where in the olden days you would have people saying, Fi sabilillah, Fi sabilillah. Or Jazakallah, Jazakallah. So one of the poets used to say, Tamamul Hajj an taqif al mataya. Completion of Hajj. It's for the donation to be on top of the clothing. On top of the garment, wadi atul lisan, which is mounted on top of the al lisan. Al lisan is like asnamu awsan, but al lisan is also referred to like a knot. Kn how you get it? Allah Musta'an. This is a poem from Jahiliyyah, of medieval time. Allah Musta'an. So, Lillahi, for God, compliment and complimentation. The condition is not specified, meaning at any time, at any moment. If you want to perform Hajj or Umrah, do it purposely for God. So this is one of the benefit of attaching the harful jam to the lafdul jalala in order to emphasize towards al-ikhlas. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. How you get it? فَإِنْ أُحْسِرْتُ. For if you are prevented, that fa'un that come is fa'un fasiha, a fa'un that shows mastery, wisdom, eloquency. Even if it is not mentioned, it doesn't change the information, but attaching the fa'un support the eloquency of the expression. فَإِنْ أُحْسِبْتُ. For if you are prevented, so if you are prevented, so if even if so is not mentioned, is not attached, or for is not attached, it gives sense. The message is not changed. But attaching a soul or four, make it to be more eloquent. How do you get it? So an in is a conditional article. For if you are prevented, in if it is conditional. You get it? So since that a conditional article comes, or we can see a conjunction. No and if, all this. So, but usually in the ilm al-nahw, when in comes, it is indicating a conditional statement. If, for if, so if, S-O, F-O-R are used in order to make it more eloquent. So that is called fasiha. And in is harfu shartiyya. You consider in us shartiyya, conditional article, conditional alphabet. So this indicating that the clause, the sentence would be a conditional one. If you are prevented, for if you are prevented, so if you are prevented, uhsirtum, it's a past tense, it's fi'lu maadhi, fi'lu maadhi. But this tense, this past tense is built upon unknown. And that's why in the ilm al-nahw we consider this kind of sentence, uhsirtum. You are prevented. As we know, mabni lil majhul. But in the position of defining the condition. So since income, if meaning there is condition. So the tense that would come after if would work in order to define the condition. How would that? So for if you are prevented, it's past tense that is built upon unknown. You are prevented with due reason? With what? Due to what? You get it? Just to define the condition. We usually say that في الماضي مبني للمجهول في محل جزم فعل الشر. To define the conditional tense. فما استيسر. This فاؤل that come. فما استيسر. So what is feasible? This فاؤل differs with the previous فاؤل. That was فاؤل فصيحة. And this one is فاؤل رابطة للجواب. It is entitled to the answer. It is joining to the conclusion, to the answer. فما استيسر من الحد. ما. So what is feasible? What is? What is? So that ما, what is? You consider it as ismu mawsoom. It's a predicate. It's a predicate in the expression. It's a noun. It is a possessive noun. So usually if ma kam, what is? فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ. So a subject that would come after that ma, after what is, must take رُفْعَ. It has to take دَمَّ. So, are you going to recite for mistake some? No. Because istaysa is a tense, which is not a subject. Have you get it? So a subject can be in an initial position, in a first stage, or it can be delayed. There is mubtada'un muqaddam, and there is mubtada'un mu'akhar. So a predicate comes, a possessive noun comes before an object, or before subject. So usually it will make the subject to have rufa. So let's see. Can the subject have rufa, have dhamma in this sentence? Let us see. God mentioned from a state of being in heaven. Therefore, this power will be up. Nanatha will be the two jawa. If you have a shark, Tyson to the answer for that condition. For in opposite, that is the condition. From a state of, so what is feasible? State of is for in the mouth. So what is feasible? What is feasible? Is feasible? Is a tense. And also, a subject is included. But the subject is hidden one. That's why in Nahu we would say, that وَفَعِلْهُ مُسْتَتِرٌ. And we could also consider this jumla by saying that لَمْ حَلَّ لَهَا مِنَ الْإِرَاءِ. It has no position to be even discussed. Do you get it? فَإِنْ أُحْسِبْتُمْ. So if you are prevented, that's the condition. That's the basic point of discussion. Do you get it? From a state surrounding the hadith. So what is feasible? From the sacrificial animal. So the subject in the sentence, in the close, is taysa, is a hidden subject. It's visible. And that subject would be a pronoun. And the pronoun could be a single person pronoun, first person pronoun, or second person pronoun, or third person pronoun, in singular or in plural form. And the pronoun also could be for non-living, like it. So that's the reason why we would not see the subject. من الحديث الجار والمجرور. Complement and complementation, which are related to unidentified situation. Meaning, then it has to be on the sacrificial animal. What is visible? From sacrificial animal, anything of sacrifice that is within sacrificial category, then you need to make the sacrifice for that. ولا تهلكوا رؤوسكم. And do not shave your heads. Wala, that word in that calf is a conjunction. And the lamun is lamun nahiya. It's a lamun that is indicating a warning. And do not tahliku ru'usakum, to shave your heads. Tahliku is present continuous tense. Present continuous tense. Fi'l mudari. So but that fi'l mudari must be majzum. وعلامه جزمه بلا 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 خفي ذلك is if you go back to the ilm al-Iraq. Hope you are getting our discussion. If you don't have the basic of Iraq, you will not get this discussion. This present continuous tense. ولا تهلكوا رؤوسكم, and do not shave your heads. تهلكوا shave your hair, shaving your hair is فعل مضارع. تاء is part of حروف المضارع. الفعل المضارع هو كل فعل يدل على حصول عمل في زمن حاضر أو المستقبل أو المستقبل, ولا بد أن يسبقه أحد من حروف المضارعة حمزة نون ياء التاء. I keep mentioning this series in order for you to retain, in order to be remembering. الله المستعان. تحليق تحليق رؤوسكم. It has to be majzum. Suppose if lamun is not mentioned, وتحليق رؤوسكم, so that could be part of the process. وتحليقون رؤوسكم, and you are to shave your heads. But the coming of lamun nahiya make it to be majzum, to be a standard present continuous tense. ولا تحليق, instead of وتحليقون حفظ ذلك. And that one that come وتحليق after قاف is the subject. رؤوسكم, your head is the object. Your heads are the objects in the sentence. حتى يبلغ الهدي محلا, until the sacrificial animal reaches its position. حتى, he already mentioned about hatta the previous Ramadan, and likewise in the previous session, in the two previous session. Hatta is harfu gaya, it's an article that shows frequency. It's an alphabet of degree, no degree. Hatta, until, to the extent. يبلغ الحدي, يبلغ, it reaches. So also حتى, as we mentioned, is حرف غاية, but it has two functions. As I mentioned in the two previous sessions, that حتى is also حرف جمع. It's an alphabet of complement. So when a word or alphabet or article has two functions, It can influence the expiration. Usually when health hujab will come to or react to a subject or a noun, it has to take jamma, kasra. So what the word that come after hatta is yablughu fi'l mudari. والدفيل المضارع اسم منصوب والفتحة يبلغ الحجم حتى يبلغ الحجم until it reaches and حتى is alphabet or article of degree that indicate degree of frequency. And so it is harfu jarr. So will it influence the tense to have jamma? Have you ever heard about fi'l mudari' majrur? Hatta yablugh. حتى يبلغ يبلغ اسم المضارع منصوب بالفتحة يبلغ. If you pronounce حتى يبلغ الحبيب, this is wrong. He will laugh at you. It is not according to grammatical point of view. It is not Arabic. If you recite حتى يبلغ الحبيب وحتى يبلغ الحبيب, this is wrong. You must recite حتى يبلغ الحدي مهلة with an obscure and بمعنى حتى أن يبلغ الحدي مهلة. There is an until it reaches. There is a pronoun that is not clearly placed, but it is there. You have to assume. Assume in your mind that there is an, there is a pronoun which is it, pronoun of non-living. So you need to assume in your mind until it reaches. So the it influences the tense to have nasba. Have you got it? Al-Hadi is the subject. The subject in the sentence. That is fa'il. Mahilla is the maf'ulun bihi. Is the object. It position. Until it reaches the sacrificial animal to its position. Position, position, location, it is the object in the sentence. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, whoever that is sick among you. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ, that form is just for proceeding. It is a preceding form. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ, for who is sick among you, for whosoever that is sick among you. مَنْ, we know is a predicate. مَنْ is a noun. It's a conditional noun. We call it as اسم الشرط. اسم الشرط. It is a definite one, which usually would influence the subject to have a rufa, to have a rufa. في المادة مبتدع تبي مرفوع، فإن كان منكم مريضا سودا مبتدع ودبي أيضا مؤخر ومقدم أساي إليا بنشا. فمن كان منكم مريضا كان في الماضي suppose if a noun come after man, then noun would be the mubtada, and if it have, it must definitely have the rufa. But kana is a tense that come after ismu shart, after conditional noun. So this fi'l madhi, as we also discussed on kana, but it is a defective tense. It is a defective past tense, which is in the position of defining the conditional tense. It comes in order to define the conditional tense. It is a defective one. So maridan is the object of kana. That is خبر كان منصوبا مريضا. How you get it? أو على أو به أزل من رأسه أو أو that is أو 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 has ailment on his head. So أو as we know is a conjunction, and if O on this A conjunctional alphabet, or you can say articles or words. So O, as we know, is حرف أطر, is alphabet of conjunction, conjunctional alphabet O. به أذى. به is الجار والمجرور complementation. Likewise منكم. من كان منكم مريضا is complement and complementation. Also به أذى برأسه is الجار والمجرور because باء is part of حروف الجر. جر الاسم إذا سبقه أحد من حروف الآتية من وإلى وأن وعلى وفي واللام والباء والباء به به with him. It is a complement and complementation with and him. Have you got it? A preposition and a pronoun. Put that together with an object that is obscured or that is erased, which was earlier mentioned. Which was earlier mentioned. Have you got it? As in ism mubtada. So the khabar is already mentioned. أو به أذى من رأسه ألمت اسم مبتدا مؤخر is إدلاب subject. So also can be initiated to be at the first region of the sentence. Whoever has ailment on his head. Or is in the condition of illness. So it can be formulated in this way also. It is مبتدأ مؤخر with رفعة, which we usually say مبتدأ مؤخر، وعلامة رفعه مبتدأ مؤخر مرفوع، وعلامة رفعه الضمة المقدرة على الألف. Where is the an? It is an irregular. المقدرة على الألف المحذوفة. An iris ألف. ففي قال أزين. It can be formulated on this way. In this way also. Like in the form of أرول. When you are organizing a coffee, so you can pronounce Azayan, Azayan. Hope you get it. Allahumma ista'an. Mira'asihi. It's al jar wal madrur. Complement and complementation. Min iswara furuq al jar. Fafidiyatu من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك ففدية. Then إرانسو. Then إرانسو. That form that comes is رابطة. Can tie it to the answer of the same condition. Of that condition. So it is فاو رابطة لجواب الشرط. So fidya, ransom, is a subject. It's another subject of discussion in the sentence. Ransom. Which has no any object. How do we get it? Because for fidya too, نبيلة ففدية ثقيلة ففدية غريبة غريبة ثمينة. If this is mentioned, then the خبر is mentioned, but the خبر is erased. What you get it? So that means that ransom is a point of discussion which requires an elaboration. Where can you get the elaboration? From the bayan, from the explanation of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the hadith. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discussed about the ransom on those points that we mentioned: subject, object, noun, pronoun, adverb, adjective, conjunction, interjunction, injection, all those prepositions, they have their specific functions in each and every verse. In each and every verse, they have their own specific functions. And any subject in a sentence that requires for the explanation, you would see the explanation clearly in the ahadith. Allahumma ista'ad. Fafidyatun min siyamin aw sadaqatin aw nusukh. من صيام is الجار والمجرور because of من part of the حروف الجر complement and complementation which are related to an erased adjective because we need to know the type of the ransom. So adjective should be used in order to specify which kind of ransom. If you said fidya to samina, a costly ransom, like a much ransom, like a heavy ransom. A great ransom. All those words of adjective can be used to specify the ransom. Heavy gary. If a noun is mentioned, which requires more specificity, which requires more specificity, then an adjective would come in order to modify the noun or to tell more about that noun. Like you say, the Porsche is red or the Ferrari is yellow. The Cybertruck is silver. This change the sifa description. How we get? Like the Ford is blue. The SUV is black. This is sifa. This is adjective. So there is an erase adjective to feed there. Ransom. Which kind of ransom? Much or less? Great. Or little? A heavy one? So this is a mubtada. A subject of discussion. And that's why you would see the concept of pidya is discussed in the books of fiqhiyat, in the books of jurisprudence, religious jurisprudence, and likewise in the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aw sadaqatun, aw mention aw, that is all, is a conjunction. Sadaqa is ataf, is a conjunction, is conjunction, is conjunction the previous statement and the upcoming statement, conjunction in the siyam, the fasting, and the sadaqa. So sadaqa is considered as atafun ala siyah because of the coming of harfu atafun, which is o, that is aw. Aw nusukh, o in kalami mention, it is a conjunctional alphabet. Nusukh, you consider nusukh sacrifice or sacrifice in this sentence as ma'tu, the conjunction statement, the conjunction statement. There is conjunction and conjunction and conjunction and conjunction verb. How do you get it? It is the conjunction verb. How do you get it? So you can say it as the ma'tuf. معنى معطوف على الصيام عند tense of the condition, and that is the object of man that was earlier mentioned. فمن كان مريبا أو به أذى من رأسه. When I mention about man, I said it is a conditional noun. It has a mubtada. So and the khabar is da and nusuf. That is an answer to the object. An answer to the object. That is the function of this statement. فَفِدْيَةٌ لِلْسِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ. فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. For if you are in safety, when you get safety, the power that come is for proceeding. Power is the energy. Iza. And when. And when you are in safety. When. Is Azzaf. Is an Adam. Usually. It is. An Adam of time. You say it is. Zarf lima yastaqbal. لما يستقبل من الزمن. It is an adam to what is coming in the future. It's an adam of what is coming in the future. It's an adam of a future tense. Amintum, safety. You get safety. So this is the future tense. For this particular statement, it's a verb sentence. It's a verb subject, which is in the position of al-jab. Amintum. That is, if you consider it as إضافة. الله المستعان. So فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج. Whoever enjoy with the umrah to the pilgrimage that power is فرابطة للجواب. What is functioning as an answer to is an answer to the adam, to when. Is an answer to that adam. فإذا أمنتم. So, when you are in safety, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ is an answer to when you are in safety. تَمَتَّعَ is a فعل مضارع. تَمَتَّعَ is فعل مضارع. تَمَتَّعَ يَتَمَتَّعَ. نمتعه قليلا وتمتع فمن تمتع بالأمرة. تمتع بالأمرة. تمتع اسم فعل مضارع فعل ماضي. It's a definite past tense. Because the sentence is due as an answer to an adverbial sentence. So in this way, a past tense can be used to give an answer to something that did not happen. This is utilized in grammar. بالعمرة الجار والمجرور بالعمرة إلى الحج. إلى الحج is also الجار والمجرور. فما استيسر من الحج. That found is فور بدأت للجوار. استيسر we also discussed on ما استيسر. And now is استيسر. استيسر is a tense. Istaysar is a tense which is in the position of a definite to the conditional answer. Min al-hari is al-jar wal-majrur, complement and complementation. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ the power that comes is for proceeding. It's a استئلافية. And that man is شرطية. It's conditional one. Conditional to the subject. لَمْ يَجِدْ لَمْ is حرف نفي for objection. Usually لَمْ is used in objection. لم يجد did not does not doesn't is utilized in a form of objection. If you did not agree with someone's say or someone's statement, so you can use does not or doesn't to object that particular statement. And it can be also utilized in turning the table. When there is a statement, someone quoted something or mentioned something as an evidence. If it is not as such, or if it is as such but you want to modify the statement or you want to turn the table, you can use lam, doesn't. It doesn't make sense. يجد is فعل مضارع, it's present continuous tense which is مجزوم because of the لم. Which is مجزوم even if it is not لم. فمن لا يجد that لام that come لام النهي would make it to be مجزوم to have school. فلم لم يجد فمن لم يجد لم يجد لم I mentioned is حرف نفي. Also it can be regarded as حرف التأليف. And also حرف الجزم a definite article. So I think due to time limitation, we are going to have a full stop here and we will proceed in the upcoming session. In order to look with the time. Whatsoever we discuss here, we ask God the Almighty to hear us in it. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la. رمضان نذر رحمه.